This is a Sichuan News Update. Mafeo Sun Park in downtown Nanaimo has been lit up with several pieces of art celebrating light, land, and community. Marking 150 years since the first council meeting of the newly incorporated city of Nanaimo, the city is putting on temporary art projects around Mafeo Sun Park. Luminous Paths, Nanaimo's 150 and beyond, showcases seven different art pieces by five different artists that use different elements of lights, sounds, and touch. The free showcase opened on January 22nd and will run until February 17th. CHY attended the opening event and spoke with Jamie Brett Sein, Cultural Service Coordinator, about how the showcase came together. She says the art installations are used to eliminate dark spaces in the park for people to interact and engage with.
And the art is going to be up for multiple weeks. So the art will be available and accessible for people to come and to see and to experience during different times of day for about 3 weeks. We'll have a closing festival event on February 17th.
Luminous Paths is funded in part by the Government of Canada through Canadian Heritage Grants for Building Communities through Arts and Heritage. Sign says they only found out they received the funding in November of 2024, giving them a tight turnaround to get the showcase ready for January 22nd, the anniversary date for the first city council meeting 150 years ago.
So I initially was looking at what artists could feasibly pull off these projects within the timeline and also with what I'm asking for. I also went to the urban design roster, you know, a roster of artists that we already engage in different projects, kind of had a look at that and see if any of those artists might be interested in being involved. And then I had a couple of proposals from artists for other opportunities that I thought, well, they didn't end up getting selected for that opportunity, but I think we could translate that well into this opportunity instead. So
she says she took on a sort of curator role for this project, working with artists on their pieces and finding the best places to have them displayed.
You never want, you know, a piece just to be plotted down somewhere because it's cool. You really want to think about the space public art is going into because it's meaningful in the spaces it goes.
Bailey McCobb is one of the participating artists. With their piece Yakiwi, they push forward in growth, an acrylic tree symbolizing growth, movement, and the complexity of identity.
And so that is a tree that's like native to Vancouver Island. It also, I feel like there's something to be said about the fact that it's made out of plastic. We have a problem with like old growth logging. There's kind of this tension between the like fake and the real and that type of thing.
McCobb says while the piece was originally supposed to be holographic, due to the timeline, it had to be made acrylic.
But with the changing of the light colors and the kind of holographic nature of the tree, it's kind of speaking to like the intersections of identity and how those type of things like where you're from, who you are, and all the various areas of your identity kind of intersect in interesting ways and kind of create this like multifaceted, interesting individual.
David Parfit is one of the co-creators of Monkey See Interactive, an art group known for its whimsical and interactive art pieces. Two of Monkey See's art pieces are featured during the event. Candy Combs is a pressure-sensitive floor that triggers lights and sounds. As well, Pythagorism, a multi-user music maker that makes more sounds and noises when more people touch it. Parfit told CHY that the two pieces were already created for past events when the city of Nanaimo came to them about having their artwork in the showcase.
Since these take quite a long time to develop, we couldn't develop them, you know, couldn't develop new projects for this piece, but we've adapted them specifically for Nanaimo. So they are from original pieces, or they're from pieces that we have had for a while, but we've made them especially for Nanaimo.
He says it feels great seeing everyone interacting and engaging with their art pieces.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what motivates us anyway, is that we make this ones at the Pythagorism in particular. It doesn't make a lot of sense unless you collaborate with other people. And so it brings people together. Strangers will make music together and laugh and have a good time. And that, I mean, for us to see is it's always fun and just never gets old.
Luminous Pass is on now until Family Day on February 17th. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.